Every year, the Leon H. Sullivan Summit gathers African and American political, media, and business leaders so they can learn to cooperate. The summit is run by the foundation honoring Reverend Leon H. Sullivan. During his life, he championed civil rights and helped leverage corporate power to end apartheid. He passed away in 2001. CNN News anchor T.J. Holmes recently traveled to Tanzania as part of a U.S. delegation for the 8th annual Sullivan Summit. Other members of the delegation included Ambassador Andrew Young, actor Chris Tucker, and Reverend Jesse Jackson. T.J. Holmes joins me now to talk more about the trip. How are you?
I am doing really well today. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about where you were, the northern city of Arusha. What did you do in the area? What was it like?
Well, it was my first trip to Africa, so it was eye-opening for me in every way. From the moment from the flight over, everything was a brand new experience for me. Arusha, in particular, certainly, so many areas of that country and so many problems are so vast. But as soon as you get there, you automatically and you instantly almost see a type of poverty that you have never seen before. You see people making it certainly with their day-to-day lives through agriculture and through the work they do literally with their hands. But it struck me just the type of poverty that I was seeing, and I was amazed at how people can survive quite literally. And this is in Tanzania and Arusha. These are places that a lot of people would point to and look at as doing fairly well compared to so many other parts of that continent. So that's one thing that certainly stood out. There's so many villages and communities around, and just the difficulty people have in their day-to-day lives, and literally just trying to survive, quite literally survive, and to live day-to-day. That's what struck me most when I got there. It was eye-opening for me. Again, a first trip to Africa, we all see this and read it and cover it, even from what I do here at CNN. But until you get there, you really don't get it. And I certainly can't pretend like I understand all the ills and the complexities of the problems and certainly the solutions for Africa from one trip. But I have a different understanding of what is happening on that continent and what is needed now than I could ever get from reading and studying and reporting it day in, day out.
You had many different facets to this trip, and one of them is that you were the only journalist allowed in a room with the presidents of 8 African nations, including President al-Bashir of Sudan. And we just talked in our other part of our Africa update about the questions around Sudan, Darfur, and also Chinese involvement with Sudan. Did you get an impression of President al-Bashir?
An impression. That's an interesting question there. And you talked about that room I was in. It was certainly interesting for me to be standing in there, quite literally in the middle of this room, surrounded by all these heads of state from around Africa. But I the journalist in you kicks in. I'm there certainly covering it, but it kicks in, and I made a beeline. I absolutely did. When I laid eyes on him, I went right over to him, and certainly was curious to get an impression of him, but as soon as he determined and as soon as he understood who I was and what I was probably going to be asking him, his whole demeanor kind of changed. He was there, and certainly the Leon Sullivan Foundation and the Sullivan Summit is something it's not supposed to necessarily be political, and a lot of these heads of state agree to participate because they're looking for the betterment of that particular country that they're in, and it's all really something we're all supposed to get together and celebrate and try to help, and not supposed to really be a political undertone to any of it. So I wasn't trying to create that, but still the journalist in me wanted to ask him some questions about what has been happening in Sudan and certainly the Darfur region. But I never got that opportunity.
Sounds like he shut it down a little bit.
he shut it down like you wouldn't believe.
What was the interaction like between the presidents? Because it's such a vast continent.
Yeah, to be quite honest, their interaction, at least when I saw them all together like this, was not much. They were all sitting around in this room, almost in their own worlds. Very small room, but they're sitting around pretty much in their all own worlds, not really interacting. And back to President Bashir, I was introduced at first just as my name and hello, how you doing? And fairly pleasant for a second. And I said, I'm with CNN in the U.S. And quite literally, the look on his face changed. And He pretty much wrapped me up and said goodbye, and I requested an interview later that I never got. They asked me to submit my questions, and so I never got to talk to him. But we talked about that interaction. There wasn't much from just from what I saw. And there was a – oh, go ahead, dear.
Well, I wanted to ask before we wrap up about what it was like to travel with such a mixed delegation of Americans. You know, you come from all walks of life, entertainment and civil rights, you from the media and CNN. What was it like traveling with that group?
It was interesting to see just how many people do care about Africa. It was interesting to see how diverse all of our backgrounds were, all of our professions, that there is a huge group of Americans who do care about Africa. That turned out to be kind of a theme that I got to talk to a lot of people about, and just do people care sometimes. And oftentimes in the media, it's out there. People oftentimes stories aren't covered from Africa because of that perception that Americans just don't take this kind of interest in that continent and what's going on there. So it was actually encouraging to be able to travel with so many people who do care, who are interested, who are curious even and want to learn, want to educate themselves and want to help in any way they can. That was the most fascinating part to me. And it was encouraging to get there and to see some things that were not that wasn't so encouraging. It just the problems are so vast. You can't put your head around all the issues that are going on. And again, I was just in one particular spot, but really that whole continent, many will attest to, is going through so much. But there are people who care, and I got a chance to speak to President Kikwete, Jakaya Kikwete. Got to ask him a few questions, and one that I asked him, I said, "Sir, do you believe that Americans, Westerners, but Americans in particular, do believe they care about what's happening here?" And he laughed it off at first and didn't really want to answer the question. And then I stayed with it and asked him again. And he said, "Make them care." And that was one of the most poignant things that anyone probably has ever said to me. But quite literally, we, I think, in the media have a responsibility. Folks like myself who have actually been on the ground there now have a responsibility to make people care, to tell them what's going on and make them care about what's happening.
Well, TJ, thank you. That was CNN anchor T.J. Holmes. He joined us from the CNN studios in Atlanta, Georgia. And coming up, we talk to soul singer Layla Hathaway.